not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting.
I'm back, folks. Second hour of the American Awakening coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Just a second. I'm going to take a gulp of water. Just had to take my afternoon Cardivite. And if you want to take Cardivite too, go to www.heartdrop.com or call Don Wiskin at 877-928-8822. Again, that's 877-928-8822. I take three of them a day, and I do laps around the block once in a while. But getting back to this article. Now, I'm reading this article about the Trans-Texas Treason Town Hall meeting a con game. Adding exits would not diminish the connectivity of such a road, so why not add them? The answer is, you wouldn't add them if you expect to use the corridor to restrict the movement of people, which is exactly what they're doing, folks. The system would carve the state into sectors. With the help of a few troops, it could become most impossible to move between them if the government didn't want you to. Remember that one of the goals of the conspiracy for world government is to confine our population in the cities, which would be connected by corridors so you could not get off. The conspiracy would reserve the countryside for itself. The so-called free trade advantage of the corridor would bring Mexican products across the Rio Grande in those unsuspected 18-wheelers Bush recently allowed to enter. They wouldn't stop until they arrive at the Mexican port in Kansas City, except that there really aren't any Mexican products other than narcotics and illegal aliens. Tex-Mex is American cuisine. According to the New York Times, Mexicans don't know what that is. But there are Chinese products. There are Chinese products because both Bill Clinton, the rapist, and George W. Bush, the communist world government traitors. Those are the unsuspected products that will arrive in Kansas City in those uninspected trucks for distribution to the rest of the Central District of North America, the former United States, and the Northern District, former Canada. You already know that red Chinese toothpaste killed dozens of people in Panama until an alert doctor there discovered that it was poisoned. You know that many Chinese foods are adulterated and dangerous. Chinese communist toys contain lead. Now comes word that a huge percentage of the ingredients found in the pharmaceuticals you buy from Nazi American drug companies also originate in economical communist-occupied China, and that is typically tainted. These are the products that will be inside those Mexican trucks. The Trans-Texas Treason will consume 146 acres of land for every mile of road. It will seize 584,000 acres of the finest farm and ranch land in the world. It will be almost a quarter of a mile wide. It will consume towns, homes, archaeology, habitat, etc. And it will make a huge fortune for Cintra, the Spanish company that builds it, and that's the one that's represented by our buddy Giuliani's law firm. That's right. Believe it or not, every construction company in this country was too stupid to do it. Need I add that the treason has been imposed with the usual totalitarian arrogance? Transportation Commissioner Rick Williams says this: once the governor decided that this is where we needed to head, we wanted to remove it from the political flow of the state. He wanted it to become policy as opposed to politics, and that was one of the reasons he asked us to move so fast, and we've done an admirable job. Yes, policy as opposed to politics. In other words, the governor decided it. Rick Perry we're talking about here, folks. Removing it from the political flow and making it policy rather than politics is an obfuscatory way of saying the people didn't get to decide it through their elected representatives in Austin. The governor, of course, is lying puke Rick Perry, who campaigned for re-election walking the Rio Grande arm-in-arm with the Border Patrol, swearing up and down that he would stop the illegal alien invasion, and then safely re-elected, proved himself to be that lying puke. This is the same Rick Perry who is a Merck & Company frontman and is trying to force Texas girls as young as 9 to take an extremely dangerous but eminently lucrative Merck drug called Gardasil, which may have already killed 8 women and caused seizures, blood clots, paralysis, and fetal abnormalities, and many others. Despite all this, Nazi drug company frontman Perry is still pushing it. We'll be back in 3. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. As soon as I finish this article, I'll open up the phone lines, get your thoughts, 800-313-9443. Be right back.
Heart. Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And I'm reading this, Trans-Texas Treason Town Hall Meetings Are a Con Game by Alan Stang. So let me continue. Ted Houghton is another Texas Transportation Commissioner. He says that the corridor is not about cargo and containers. He also denies that the corridor is a NAFTA highway. It isn't a NAFTA highway because it doesn't connect to Mexico. It starts in Brownsville and McAllen, which, true enough, are not in Mexico, but when I was there last, they were on the former border. Dr. Ron No Such Candidate Paul says this, quote, "Even more insulting is the distinct possibility that while the road will collect tolls and fees, making a private foreign firm billions of dollars in revenue, the costs of building it could be heavily borne by the taxpayers. So the cost will be socialized and the profits privatized. Public-private partnership, indeed," unquote. Again, that's by Ron Paul. And, you know, I think that's the toll road that they asked Willie Nelson if he wanted to have named after it. Of course, Willie politely declined. I think he said, and I was reading on Jones' website, I think he said he'd rather have an electric chair named after him. Anyway, let me continue here. All right. "The Austin regime is presently conducting town hall meetings on the corridor around the state. The meetings are very slick and professional. There is ample printed material. There are movie screens projecting information. There is a moderator, and people testify at the microphone. Their testimony is videotaped. There is even a court reporter to take down what they say. The witnesses vote. One of the options they can choose is no action. I attended one of those sessions. One after the other, the people testified against the corridor. It was not hard to sense volcanic seething beneath their fragile calm. One man broke down during his 3 minutes and cried. They told of the loss of a way of life, of a heritage 150 years old, of historic landmarks, of churches and cemeteries, of animals, of jobs and business, of whole communities being swept into the dustbin of history. There was considerable anguish. Not one of the witnesses testified in favor of the corridor. Indeed, one of them turned around, faced the audience of hundreds, and asked everyone who was in favor and to raise their hand. In every public issue, there are people on different sides. Here, remarkably, among people of every color, every age, every sex, every financial standing, every work and business, not one single hand was raised. An engineer explained that he not only reads, but he also writes many projects like the corridor every year. And he has never read one so incompetent that leaves so much unanswered. He said it would never get through his office. Another engineer specializing in freight explained that if the goal is to move cargo from Mexico to Canada, the quickest, easiest, least bothersome, cheapest way to do it would be to put it on huge barges in New Orleans and ship it all the way up to the cities and load it on trucks there. The fervor and unanimity of the people prove that they believe they can turn this thing around. They believe that when Perry and company learn how much opposition there is, they will stand down and opt for no action. Well, of course, that is completely untrue. The Trans-Texas treason is written in stone. The deal is done. The Austin regime knows perfectly well that the people unanimously oppose it. Then why hold the meetings? The town hall meetings are a traditional Soviet brainwashing technique carefully designed to allow the opposition to vent safely. You could call it managed venting. To some extent, it will neutralize the opposition. Indeed, it now justifies the traitors in saying that the people participated in the decision. After all, didn't they testify? Didn't Austin go to considerable trouble to arrange those meetings? And if you participated, you have no right to complain. So, the gringos are worse than the illegal aliens, but this is the home of the Alamo, of W. Barrett Travis and the line in the sand. This is Texas, where under every coat there's a sidearm, where the women are armed and can stick the red dot in your eye. What will happen when enough of them realize that the fix is in, that the town hall meetings were a fraud, that puppet Governor Perry will do this whether we want it or not, that the corridor is part of the scheme to destroy Texas as well as the nation? Will we finally get to see what the Second Amendment really means? And speaking of the Second Amendment, do you think that's why they're pushing it's going to the Supreme Court now on that Second Amendment issue? And do you think that's why, folks, that there was coincidentally another shooting that just happened the other day? You see, these people have all their ducks in a row. These people have all their plans laid out. These people have a hit list of things that they're going to do and the procession in which they term to do it and the timeline in which they term to do it. That's why they have all these think tanks. These people think this up behind the scenes and then they watch and they get our reaction. Sometimes they laugh and sometimes they change their plan. But their plans are long going. This is a very, you know, what's that old saying? You don't underestimate your enemy. These people are looking to bring us into a one-world government. They care not about sovereignty, and I know I'm preaching to the choir here, okay? But they have very, very ingenious plans, cleverly orchestrated, systematically imposing it, kind of molding us like clay into a corner. When are we going to put a stop to this? And speaking of that, and I want to thank Tim Wingate, for sending me this. You know, I was listening to Jones this morning, and he's talking about Willie Nelson. Willie Nelson, as a lot of you know, came out and said 9/11 was an inside job, and Willie's got 20, 30 million fans. And I posted a clip of Alex's on my website the other day. I'm going to post another one up there. I think it's fantastic that Willie Nelson has come out on 9/11. As you guys know, I'm a 9/11 truther, but that being said, we've got a Republican National Convention coming up. I just covered Obama. I covered, and Rachel when she called in, I covered Hillary Clinton last week. I covered McCain last week. I'm not through yet, okay? I mean, there's more surprises yet to arise here. And I'm going to keep on top of this, folks. I'm going to report it as it happens. But hopefully there will be a Republican National Convention. And if any of these scandals come out, it's possible. And as I read here with Ron Paul and the delegates, it's possible that there could be a mutiny like the caller that called in yesterday. And maybe they'll swing in favor of Ron Paul. And maybe, just maybe, we'll get lucky and he'll get the nomination for the Republican candidate. It's not impossible. But what are they gearing up for? Okay. The Republican National Convention in 2004, a lot of you may remember, they arrested a whole bunch of activists and they put them in that, it was in New Jersey, I think. They took them over and they put them in this empty, some kind of a transportation facility or something. They had hundreds of them in there. It was dirty, it was filthy. And as I said, I thank Tim Wingate, the St. Paul Police Department. They're going to have the Republican National Convention in St. Paul, Minnesota, Minneapolis, St. Paul. The St. Paul Police Department is requesting 230 tasers to outfit all of the department's officers with the electroshock weapon. That comes out by Fox News 9. The St. Paul Police Department will purchase the tasers with $210,000 collected from drug raids. Now, let's see. $210,000 for 230 tasers. Those are awful expensive tasers, aren't they? What's 230 divided into 210? My gosh. I go down to the spy store and buy a taser for $150. Looks like they're overbilling. Huh. The St. Paul City Council will have to approve the purchase. The purchase is expected to arrive in St. Paul just in time for the Republic National Convention, prompting media speculation that the weapons are being purchased specifically for the convention. When asked by Fox 9 News whether the police will use the weapon at the convention, particularly against protesters, police spokesman Tom Walsh said, quote, "Our hope is that no one will have to use any degree of force. If it becomes necessary, well, that will be one of the tools available to them. I suppose it's safe to say," unquote. Five Americans died as a result of law enforcement's use of tasers in January of 2008. One of whom was Minnesotan Mark C. Backlund, 29, of Fridley, who was shocked after he became uncooperative with police after a car accident. The death count resulting from taser use in the United States in February so far has been one death per week. And I don't know how many of you have heard about this lady that was arrested on a drunk driving charge that went in. She was being booked. And I think I'm going to post this one up on my website, too. She was being booked in the police department. She wanted to make a phone call. And the cop wouldn't let her. And she got a little bit, I don't want to say rowdy, but she got a little bit out of control. She didn't try to hit the cop or anything. She just insisted that she wanted to make a phone call. This was all being video cammed, okay? And I think the cop asked her if she was going to take a breathalyzer test, and she refused until she was able to make a phone call. And so the cop then proceeded to turn the video clip off. And amazingly and coincidentally, when the video was turned back on, this lady had a broken nose and two black eyes. And the cop said that she fell. Please, give me a break. When does this end? You go in there and Google the video of taserings, and there's over 2 million of them? The lady that was stripped naked in the police department that came out on video that's suing the police department. This is the treatment that we're getting now, folks. We're subclass citizens now. They are of a higher level than us, and they're being trained. I've got Jack McClam coming up tomorrow. We're going to talk a little bit about Homeland Security and what's going on. Something has to be done about this. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Feel free to give me a call and unload what's on your mind, question, suggestion, problem, solution, whatever you want. I'm all over the board today. Chemtrails. Shooting chemicals in the air. Spraying our food. Vaccines. The troops overseas. Depleted uranium. They're coming at us from all angles, guys. We got to defeat these people. One guy's not the answer, but he's a step in the right direction. Ron Paul. Money Bomb coming up on the 22nd. Donate, folks. Be back in three with more. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Again, phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. See you in three.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Well, I walk back down. All right, we're back, folks. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with a mishmash of news today. And let's take a phone call. Let's go to Rita in Colorado. Rita, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Oh, hi, Michael.
Hi, hey, how you doing?
You asked for solutions, and I'll try not to overwhelm you with stuff, but I just thought about when you're talking about the I-35 corridor, and I live on the I-25 corridor, which is actually we're getting a big improvement right in our they're doubling the freeway right here in Trinidad on the New Mexico border, and it is that kind of sort of town for a long time here because they had it set up where you just kind of notice, you know, sometimes you go to a different sort of town and you might look, you know, if you go to the Park Street School and you look at the chimney and you notice it's got an upside down crucifix on it. Well, there are a whole lot of Masons and there are a whole lot of movers and shakers, kind of the people like the head of the American Medical Association, owns the company here where the Jew doctor who did a lot of Nephilim surgeries up here did. But it's really what you're looking at is kind of crown slave culture. And, you know, what I hear we kind of get dumbed down to and what they want us to say too is, oh, well, we're all just the Nephilim, you know, because that's what they want to say is we're Nephilim, we're not no class. We're not a class without, but we're a class called Nephilim class, which is a class that a race of people that exterminates itself. And as long as we're a race of people that exterminates itself, and they'll leave it that way, and they know that's who we are, then they're gonna, they'll figure it's more stable if we exterminate ourselves in, you know, shorter cycles. And then
so is that the, so is that the solution you were talking about?
No, that's them. That's them. Okay. I mean, that's their cult. That's the capital N Nephilim. And, but we, what we need to understand is there are sub-race people, and there are always those kind of people, you know, whether they're GCOM Jews or whoever they are, you know. I mean, it's not, I mean slave race. I mean, like the oldest book in the world, you know, that is on stone tablets called Gilgamesh, that they discovered from a long time ago was, you know, it was written about a hermaphrodite. And, you know, for like about 40 years in America, it's like, what's a hermaphrodite? We forgot. We don't know what that means, you know. But there are, you know, that's what happens when, you know, guys, you know, share a woman, and their kid is going to be lucky to be with these short, aged-looking people, you know, ever, you know, because
well,
they're going to be his.
I thought you were going to give us a solution.
Right, I'm telling you what the solution is, okay? Now, okay. Those people don't want to be in adulterous culture. They don't like that, you know, because that really brings them down, too. So the solution is we separate all that crap, the capital N Nephilim sodomite people from them, because they don't, you know, they don't have to be with them. And the way we do it is basic Christianity, because we have some people like myself and have gone through a whole lot of hell, you know, for a long time, but I'm not Nephilim, you know, and I'm somebody that gets to say I'm not. And even though, I mean, I've got like friends, my sister went to Italy, my godson probably after my brother was MK Nazi to death, and he's kind of a MK Putin tanged, and so I've got a brown, you know, kid now. I mean, they do that to people. And but that's their cult. But we can have Christian people, because what it means is, and I have a right, which I used when I went to Holland to part the flocks, because I breed into a flock. I mean, I'm an XYY, just, you know, like a lot of people, XYY. But I had this offense done to me, stuck knives in my head, and given rights as Catholic rights from a kid, just because they couldn't say that my war father hero could ever have any scandal about him. So they did this thing. And anyway, I have this right. I can go and say, come to a church in where there are adulterers or the children of adulterers. Those people cannot be in that church. And so we start Catholic Christians. And that's where they start. And what we really need to do now is go to England and part the crown, because those people are really bad, and that affects people more than America. England affects people all over the place. You know, Mike?
Okay, so that's the solution then.
So, yeah, we got to go to Ireland with the Catholics, get all the Catholics together, and then go to England and give them Protestants and Catholics.
Okay.
So they
all
know
right,
how to breed.
All right, well, thank you for the call, Rita. There you go. Okay, folks, there's your solution right there. That's the solution to the Trans-Texas Corridor. All right. Let's see. Have I got enough time before the break here? All right. All this stuff going on, Trans-Texas Corridor and the war in Iraq and the vaccines and the chemtrails and all this stuff. And there was another one I pulled off, and I told you this was a mishmash today. But I you know, I've had Cliff Carnick, I'm talking about chemtrails up on my show. I've had, I don't know, a number of people in the past that have talked about this. And I want to read a real quickie to you, because I have always said that I think that there's a connection between chemtrails and Morgellons. But we'll be back in three. I'll talk a little bit about that. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. CN3, stick with me. Got more. Phone lines are open. 800-313-9443. Be right back.
Your You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And I want to read a quick article out of Rents.com. Morgellons Define, which, as I said, I believe that there are some connections between the Morgellons symptoms and the chemtrails and some of the stuff that's in there. But I'll tell you what, let's take a couple of calls first. First, let's go to Morris in Texas. Morris, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hi, Michael. Did I understand you correct? You wanted a solution to the Trans-Texas Corridor?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Well, first of all, we've made some progress, but basically the state, TxDOT, is saying that they're broke. And one of the solutions that we have is they just passed it was on the constitutional amendment, Amendment 12, for $5 billion over a 10-year period or 5-year period, I forget, but, basically we can beat them on the funding and keep our representatives, informed that they will be outed if they vote for using any of this money for the Trans-Texas Corridor or for toll roads. Here in Austin, they voted in 5 toll roads, and we've gone down and shown them their failed programs like the Driver Responsibility Act that has assessed about $1 billion in extra fines and penalties for certain traffic violations, mm-hmm. which has put 1.1 million drivers on the road without a license. and therefore no insurance, and they've only collected $300 million of this. And we've shown them that the $7.8 billion in toll revenues that they're going to make, this is a result of borrowing $2.2 billion on the bond market. They'll pay back $8.7 billion on that $2.2 billion. We've just shown them the math. And it's really embarrassing to these people. I go to a lot of Campo meetings, and we let them see that after 35 years of paying on these bonds, that we'll still be $750 million in the hole. And that's if their numbers are true, which they've never been proven to be true. They're always, there's a bigger deficit than they always claim. But one of the ways we can defeat this Trans-Texas corridor and toll roads in general is to show them their own math, show them their own documents, and let them know that. And we did clean up this Campo board. We had several people that we got out of office, and we defeated them in this last election, and their answer to that was to create a new board.
Right. Let me ask you a quick question, Morris, because, you know, the thing is, you show them their own math. My question to you is, do you think they care? Because if this thing goes through, just like Alan Stang was talking about in his article, there's going to be a multitude of drugs running up here in those trucks, unpoliced and so forth. I mean, on the back end, the money that's off the books, if you will. Do you think they really care?
Well, here's the deal. Now, as far as the, you know, in Jerome Corsi's books, he talks about the drug routes and all this and everything. You know, here's another thing we pointed out to them. They had 12 slots for DPS to do nothing but collect tolls to work these roads, and they can't get anybody because, see, a real trooper, he doesn't want to do this job. He doesn't want to go out and be a revenue-generating, toll-collecting individual, and so they've actually offered, $500 extra to do this duty, and they only had like 12 openings, and nobody was filling them, and then we made sure that these people running these roads would have to pay it. It wouldn't come out of the tax revenue. But the bottom line is, yes, I do think it makes a difference, because here in Central Texas, we have seen some people that actually believe they're not held true to their promise, like Jennifer Kim here in Austin. She said that when she was running for city council that she wouldn't vote for toll roads, and when it came time to vote, she voted against them. And we voted a lot of people out. And so they do know that it's the thing of it is we have to stay on a state level. We have to make sure that these representatives and senators know that they're going to be a one-termer, even if they're a long-time incumbent. And we have got some people running against them this time around. It looks like, it's going to be a time that we'll be able to clean house. But as long as we can make sure it's all about the dollars, and as long as we make sure that they can't spend any of this money that they just voted in, this last bond, this next amendment to the Constitution, that's Amendment 12, as long as we let them know that money can't be used for the Trans-Texas Corridor and for toll roads, I think that we'll be able to make an impact, because even in San Antonio with Terry Hall and Corridor Watch, David Stahl, of course, Sal Costello here in Austin, a lot of people have made a big impact. And I think if nothing else, a lot of people were going to run again and they were tired. They decided, you know, that they saw the writing on the wall. So I do think that we can. It's just that a lot of people have stopped fighting these toll roads in Austin because they came out saying we don't have the money. But there's a few of us, the thing of it is, you know, you got to just keep fighting.
I agree, and I appreciate your call, Morris. I'll tell you what, that's great input, and I was just going to say, keep up the fight, because we need diligent people like you that have the energy, that have the effort to fight it. And I know we put it on hold, and I say we. I was there for 3 months. I don't live there, but I was reading in the Arizona paper just the other day. They're talking about, oh, the state's broke, and they're talking about converting some of the roads here to toll roads. So this is going on all over the place. And again, I appreciate your call, and yes, you're right. That is the solution, but we have to have, as John Stadler says, more boots on the ground and people fighting this tooth and nail and letting those representatives know that they vote for it and they're out of office in the next term. So let's go to Dan in Texas. Dan, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
How's it going?
Pretty good. How are you, Dan?
Pretty good. I'm calling because I happened to get a little bit of a show when you were talking about cops and how they, you know, they've been known to mistreat people and whatnot.
Yes, they have been known to do that, Dan.
Well, you know, it's funny that you should, you know, it was, I just thought it was the funniest thing because this morning I had just parked my car and I was heading to work and two blocks down the street, three patrol cars just surround me and, you know, one of the cops comes out and says, sir, get your hands out of your pockets. And I'm like, what? I just stopped to get my coffee. I have my coffee in one hand. And this guy says, is there any weapons in your bag? And I'm like, no. Anyway, so the whole thing, the guy handcuffs me and the whole thing is just about the fact that someone had claimed that they'd seen a guy looking around at the parking lot where I actually parked my car every morning, dressed exactly like me, matched me to a T. And supposedly, you know, they were thinking that I was trying to steal cars.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was just thinking, you know, I was in handcuffs there in the middle of downtown Austin. And I'm thinking, why are you doing this to me when you don't even know? I mean, yeah, I just thought it was kind of a little funky. And I'm thinking, what if the suspect that they were looking for was some guy that had just killed someone? I mean, I would have been on my face.
Well, and let me add this, Dan, and I've seen this before. Matter of fact, I've had a personal experience with this. They will tell you that some, and then I'm not saying they did or they didn't. Maybe there was a guy that was dressed just like you that, yes, had just done this, that, or the other thing. But
right.
A lot of times they will tell you that they got a report there was a guy just dressed just like you that was attempting to steal a car or break into a car or whatever, and they do that just for the intimidation tactic or whatever. I know they
right.
did that to me a long, long time ago, back in 1971. You know,
right.
supposedly there was a guy that stole, you know, it was a 1971 Javelin, looked just like mine. They had me on the freeway on my face with guns surrounding me, you know, and you just don't know. You don't know whether they're telling you the truth or not.
It's almost like Marshall Law feels like. I mean, I felt so, like, violated. I'm like, I was smiling all along, thinking, this is so surreal. This is the weirdest thing. And the thing of it all is, I didn't know how far I was going to go. I mean, they did let me go. I mean, they checked my credentials, I guess. You know, I don't know. The one thing I did want to ask, maybe you have an answer to, is, should I expect any trouble from this? I mean, the guy says I was not arrested. The reason why he put the handcuffs on me was because he says that when he asked if I had any weapons or anything sharp in my pockets or my backpack, I hesitated. And I'm thinking, well, you know, I'm an artist. I work down the street, and, you know, I have pencils and sharp things in my bag that might be considered a weapon. I don't know. And then you say that I'm lying. So that's the reason why I hesitated, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, they took my address, and they said that they were just going to say, you know, do a report stating that, you know, they followed up on it. And I said, well, is this going to go against my record? And he says that it's not, that it's not going to be considered an arrest or anything. But, I mean, I don't want to get, like, a knock on my door later on saying, you know, open up and, you know, just start drawing their guns at me or something.
They probably just enter you into a database, you know, and it's probably just an intimidation tactic. I wouldn't worry about it. Honestly, I wouldn't.
I just kind of wanted to share that because I mean it just felt so violating in a way,
and that's part of their tactics is that, you know, it's fear mongering, it's intimidation, it's conditioning. That's what it is. Okay,
well,
that's,
you know,
what they're doing. Go ahead.
Well, another thing is that, you know, once they determined that I was innocent, that I hadn't done anything, they were still treating me like scum. You know, I mean, I told the guy,
yeah.
Well, you've determined that I'm not. You know, he kind of threw the wallet at me, and I'm thinking, dude, you know. You've already determined that I'm innocent, that I haven't done anything. You know, why don't you switch to, you know, okay, this is not a criminal mode kind of a thing? You know what I'm saying?
It seems that they're incapable of doing that anymore because of their training. I don't know.
Right.
I'm going to have Jack McLam up tomorrow. I might pose that question to him. But anyway, okay, listen. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. I wouldn't worry about it, though, Dan. I don't think that it'll go any further than that. I don't have a lot of time left. I've got one more article I want to cover here. But I do appreciate the call, my friend, okay?
Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
All right. Okay, folks, I wanted to cover this real quick because I've had Cliff Carnicom up on my show. I've had Madeline Barnwall. I've had a few many Frost. I mean, just three or four different people talking about chemtrails. And I've never been able to get, with the exception of Cliff Carnicom, to a degree, I've never been able to get anybody to come out and admit that there indeed are similarities between that and Morgellons disease. And I pulled an article off of Rentz called Morgellons Defined, and it's off of Rentz.com. It says, note, this is the most generally complete current profile of Morgellons as we perceive and define it based on clinical lab data and extremely advanced research being done by a small group of heroic, brilliant private sector scientists and physicians. And this is signed by Jeff Rentz. a communicable nanotechnology triggered invasion of human tissues in the form of self-assembling, self-replicating visible tubes, colored fibers, wires, arrays of what seem to be sensors or antennae, and other visible configurations, some carrying what may be genetically altered and spliced DNA/RNA. These nano-triggered machines thrive in alkaline pH conditions and use the body's bioelectric energy, its minerals, and other unidentified elements for power. People should not strive for an acidic pH. It's interesting. I was listening to Dr. Carly on John's show yesterday. She was subbing for her, and she brought this up. They should look for a normal pH of 7.5. There is some evidence suggesting these tiny machines, get this, folks, these tiny machines possess their own internal batteries. They are also believed to possibly be able to receive specific tuned microwave, EMF, and ELF signals and information. To what end is not known. The symptoms vary from open skin lesions all over the body, which do not scab normally and never become bacterially infected and heal extremely slowly. The mental and neurological effects include brain fog, serious personality changes, fear, depression, physical coordination issues. Morgellons victims also suffer rapid spikes in body heat levels, severe malaise, and chronic fatigue. It is established that Morgellons machines are commonly found in all body fluids and orifices. They have been found in bone joints and are believed to routinely achieve full body systemic penetration. It is reported by nearly all afflicted that Morgellons machines seem to have some kind of hive or group intelligence. Communicability appears to be possible and probable through all normal bacterial or viral vectors, since they can withstand temperatures in excess of 1,400 degrees. That's funny, even the Twin Towers couldn't withstand temperatures of that, huh? Routine sterilization of medical, dental, reusable medical equipment and instruments is moot. It has been shown there are differences in, there is also substantial evidence linking chemtrail aerosol fibers to Morgellons fibers through proof of transmission through aerial spraying, though aerial spraying remains anecdotal. That's interesting because that is, that's what I have been saying. I've looked at a lot of pictures on the web of these Morgellons symptoms and some of these weird looking things that they're uncovering in the chemtrails, and they're strikingly similar. So I just want to put that out there for you folks. Now, all that being said, covered a lot today. Keep you abreast of what's going on, which I'm sure a lot of you are just as up to speed as I am. But for those of you who don't read, that's why you listen to my show, because I'll do it for you. Anyway, I want to keep following this because, as I said, I went onto my website today, and I was amazed at the amount of hits that I had this morning as compared to usual. And it is because of these bloggers. And so for the listening audience out there who obviously went into the Ron Paul blog or the Ron Paul War Room or whatever, and they put the blog in there, they listened to my show yesterday, thank you very much. I appreciate that because it's getting a lot of attention. Now, as we know, the mainstream corporate media, from what I'm getting, I don't watch TV, but from what I'm getting from friends of mine and from little clips and snippets that I'm looking at, is that they're covering up this Obama thing. They're pretending like it doesn't exist. The Clintons know it exists. This Larry Sinclair scandal. Is it true? Is it not true? Is anybody's guess. But this guy's willing to come forward and take a lie detector test. I believe it's Yahoo, or excuse me, no, it was YouTube that offered him $100,000 to take a lie detector, and he took him up on it. And he also challenged Barack Obama to take a lie detector. So it'd be interesting to see just how long, or if they can keep this out of the mainstream corporate-controlled media. Because as this thing gets bigger, and I saw this morning, as I said, when I went into my website, I mean, it's just smoking right now, folks. And so, as I mentioned earlier in the program, I do not rule out. We've got scandals going on the Clintons. We all know their background. We all know, you know, Hillary's background. We've got a lot of smut coming out on Obama. And I don't want to play dirty politics here. I just believe in calling a spade, and the truth is the truth. And if, you know, you've done something like if Larry Sinclair is telling the truth, Mr. Obama, come out and admit it. All right? But we've got enough on these people that the powers that be could take down any one of them at any time they want to, including the huckster Huckabee. Now, I haven't looked real deep into his background, but what I have seen I don't like. And I don't think, at least at this particular point in time, I don't feel it necessary to delve into too much of him because he's not a front runner anyway. Our concern is getting Ron Paul elected. And the problem that they have, it's like with these other people, all these scandals that I have and the dirt that I can dig. They can't dig any dirt on Ron Paul. He's pristine and he's clean, and they don't like that. Anyway, we'll be back with the final segment. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Stick with me. Be back in a few.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
I've been waiting for something to happen.
All right, we're back. Final segment of The American Awakening. Your host, Michael Herzog, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And I'm a little bit confused here. I just popped up something here. I went into Republic Broadcasting site, and I've got this big congratulations thing up from the dailypaul.com. It says, congratulations, over 500,000 today total for both campaigns. Good work, everyone, on the money bomb today. Was that today? I thought it was the 22nd. Guess I don't read that well, huh? We were able to bring in over $500,000 for the presidential and congressional campaigns today. It was roughly between $520,000 and $525,000. This is great. We beat the total for the congressional campaign by nearly $350,000. The results are great. I was estimated only $200,000, but we brought in $500,000. I'm so happy I was wrong. Good work, everyone. Well, as I said before, folks, don't give up on Ron Paul. Now, as a lot of you know, he's protecting his congressional seat because there's this nefarious little sleazeball that went in there and promised that he wasn't going to run against him and then turned right around and did the exact opposite of what he said he was going to do. I don't remember his name offhand, but Ron Paul's protecting that seat just in case he doesn't get the nomination or doesn't make it to the presidency. So you can't blame him for that. But I'm going to tell you right now, don't rule him out because he's the only one of all these candidates that don't have a bunch of skeletons lurking in his closet, okay? And we never know what's going to happen, folks. We just never know. Could be big surprises at that convention. You know, these delegates aren't sworn. They can change their mind. And as I mentioned earlier in the program, John McCain doesn't have a lock on anything. Not to mention the fact that when's the last time you saw John McCain get 71% of anything running for anything? So don't rule him out. Now, I wanted, and I'm not going to have enough time to get into it today, so I'm probably going to do it tomorrow. I got Jack McLam coming up tomorrow. We're going to talk a little bit about Homeland Security and what's going on with them. I had an article that I was going to touch on today about a soldier that has returned from Iraq and what's going on over there. I'll pick that up tomorrow. And also, I want to share with you an article that a friend of mine, Jim Kerwin, wrote. When we're on the subject of Homeland Security and this police state that's growing up around us, just like when Dan called in a little while ago, he gets stopped and he's got these guys harassing the heck out of him. So, you know, again, Ron Paul is not 100% the answer, but he's a step in the right direction. One man can't do it all, but he's part of it. Larry Nichols is coming up next week. He's going to talk about some ideas on getting some other people elected. One of the other callers that called in from Texas talking about sweeping some of these people out of office at the state level. But we have to do this on all levels, folks. I guess the good news is that there's a lot of people out there that are waking up. They're starting to see it for what it is. Now, that's good and it's bad. Okay, it's good because they're starting to see it for what it is. But on the flip side of that coin, you look at that and you say, "Well, is it because the globalists have literally, you know, ripped away the curtain and they've showed their ugly face for who they are?" We're in a race here, you know, we're in an info war, and it's up to all of us to keep people or to educate people, to bring them to RBN, okay, to make them aware of what's going on. And that's your job, folks. Bring them in, let them listen, wake them up. If you can't get through to him, bring him to the Church of RBN, and we'll get through to him. Okay, I got a note here. It says, stick around. Robbie's a few minutes late probably, so he might have to open John's show. I guess not. John is, I guess he had a relapse or something. I'm not sure, but he's out. So I guess I'll be back in two. Robbie's going to be doing his show, but he's going to be a little bit late. So I guess I'll be doing the first few minutes of John's show. So I'll see you in 2 minutes, folks. Be right back.
Back down. I'm still mad as hell and I don't have time to go around.